The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 15, Simplicity. Most Simple Language. Christ always used the most simple language, yet his words were received by deep, unprejudiced thinkers, for they were words that tested their wisdom. Spiritual things should always be presented in simple language, even though learned men are being addressed, for such are generally ignorant regarding spiritual things. The simplest language is the most eloquent. Educated and uneducated need to be addressed in the plainest, simplest manner, so that the truth may be comprehended and find lodgment in the heart. So Christ addressed the vast crowds that thronged about him, and all, learned and unlearned, were able to comprehend his lessons. Simplicity for learned and common people. The greatest teacher the world ever knew was admired for his simplicity, for he presented divine truth in such a way that even children could comprehend his words, and at the same time he drew the attention of the best educated and deepest thinkers of the world. By the use of familiar illustrations, he made truth plain to the minds of the common people. In simplicity, he sowed the seed of the gospel truth in the minds and hearts of his hearers, and it sprang up and yielded a harvest unto everlasting life. Appropriate illustrations. He spoke to them in language so simple that they could not fail of understanding. By methods peculiarly his own, he helped all who were in sorrow and affliction. With tender, courteous grace, he ministered to the sin-sick soul, bringing healing and strength. The Prince of Teachers, he sought access to the people by the pathway of their most familiar associations. He presented the truth in such a way that ever after it was to his hearers intertwined with their most hallowed recollections and sympathies. He taught in a way that made them feel the completeness of his identification with their interests and happiness. His instruction was so direct, his illustrations were so appropriate, his words so sympathetic and cheerful, that his hearers were charmed. The simplicity and earnestness with which he addressed the needy hallowed every word. Spiritual truth simply told. Christ never flattered men. He never spoke that which would exalt their fancies and imaginations, nor did he praise them for their clever inventions. But deep, unprejudiced thinkers received his teaching and found that it tested their wisdom. They marveled at the spiritual truth expressed in the simplest language. Truth clear even to a child. The words of life were presented in such simplicity that a child could understand them. Men, women, and children were so impressed with his manner of explaining the scriptures that they would catch the very intonation of his voice, place the same emphasis on their words, and imitate his gestures. Simplest terms and plainest symbols. The Savior came to preach the gospel to the poor. In his teaching, he used the simplest terms and the plainest symbols. And it is said that the common people heard him gladly. Those who are seeking to do his work for this time need a deeper insight into the lessons he has given. As the balm of Gilead, the people listened to the words of mercy flowing so freely from the lips of the Son of God. They heard the gracious words, so simple and so plain that they were as the balm of Gilead to their souls. Forcible but simple language. Christ reached the people where they were. He presented the plain truth to their minds in the most forcible, simple language. The humble poor, the most unlearned, could comprehend, through faith in him, the most exalted truths. No one needed to consult the learned doctors as to his meaning. He did not perplex the ignorant with mysterious inferences or use unaccustomed and learned words of which they had no knowledge. The greatest teacher the world has ever known was the most definite, simple, and practical in his instruction. Great moral truths in freshness and power. Jesus, the great teacher, laid open in the simplest language the great moral truths, clothing them with freshness and power. Simple, pointed truths. He, Jesus, labored constantly for one object. All his powers were employed for the salvation of men, and every act of his life tended to that end. He traveled on foot, teaching his followers as he went. His garments were dusty and travel-stained, and his appearance was uninviting. But the simple, pointed truths which fell from his divine lips soon caused his hearers to forget his appearance and to be charmed not with the man, but with the doctrine he taught. Nothing non-essential. Christ's words contain nothing that is non-essential. The Sermon on the Mount is a wonderful production, yet so simple that a child can study it without misunderstanding. The Mount of Beatitudes is a symbol of the spiritual elevation on which Christ ever stood. Every word he uttered came from God, and he spoke with the authority of heaven. "The words that I speak unto you," he said, "they are spirit, and they are life." No parade of eloquence. But in these words spoken by the greatest teacher the world has ever known, there is no parade of human eloquence. The language is plain, and the thoughts and sentiments are marked with the greatest simplicity. The poor, the unlearned, the most simple-minded can understand them. The Lord of heaven was in mercy and kindness addressing the souls he came to save. He taught them as one having authority, speaking the words of eternal life.